Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, along with David Hobbs Honda. And we're going to try something a little bit different here. Eddie Lapine, who's been on the show many times, RacingNation.com. Rich Zimmerman, world-famous photographer. And I just noticed all of us early on were photographers. Yeah. And I think it's kind of a cool thing. I thought, kind of idea, let's talk about track photography, because we were just talking with Dave Coleman of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And this is one of the great tracks to shoot at, and we've all shot here. But what are some of your, what's your favorite memory, Rich, shooting here?
Ooh, 1987, the Löwenbräu car, Derek Bell. I can, and Al Holbert, I can still smell the bratwurst, like, every time I get here. It's just, and I look at a picture of that car now. I have a model at home, and it just brings back Elkhart.
It's ironic. That race, I don't think I shot, but you shot that race too, didn't you? You were.
I think me and Zim were elbow to elbow.
Probably.
We have the same pictures.
It was a rainy weekend, I remember that, but it was... that car is just legendary, and it'll forever stick in my memory. One of the good racing.
There's also funny stories I remember. When you're a racing photographer, there's photo meetings you have to go to. There's rules you have to adhere because you're in a, quote, dangerous zone. But nowadays, it's not even close to what you used to be able to get away, even 10, 15 years ago. And insurance regulations and whatnot, there's a lot more fencing, which is mostly for the fans of that. Because, I mean, as cars go faster, the velocity of things, you don't want parts going into the crowd. So insurance regulations have put up what they call FIA fencing along areas, which never had fencing here, but also at the Milwaukee Mile. The Milwaukee Mile, you could pretty much shoot anywhere on the inside of the track. And I remember it was the 2000 race. It was rained out, and they ran it on a Monday. That's the one Montoya won. So it was a kart race. Montoya won the Indy 500 the week before, and then the following week it was the kart race. So it was a Monday race, and I remember starting a race. I'm hanging with Roy Schmidt, who's shot for many years for Checkered Flag Racing, who, as Eddie remembers him. And he kind of pokes me on the shoulder, and he goes, nods his head over to our left, and I look down, and there's two photographers from Brazil on the track, laying down to shoot the start. And the officials, the observers, who are about 30 feet away up in an elevated observer stand, are going ape. They are just yelling and screaming. So finally we got their attention and said, you got to come on this side of the wall, and you cannot lay on the track.
Wow. Good shot, I'm sure.
And, we've seen, you go on Facebook and other places, we've seen shots like that at Formula One races, especially in Europe. I think there's a famous shot of some photographers coming out of one of the hairpins. Guys are laying on the track getting their shot.
Yeah,
with Fangio.
Right.
I remember those great pictures. I think what stands out, like when I was first started shooting in 81, I got the privilege, I think, now I look back at it, in 82 was going to Detroit and shooting when the rules weren't very strong. That's when they started in that era.
And you could get so close, too.
I was using a wide-angle lens, and literally, I've posted some pictures on the Final Inspection of Niki Lauda, I think, a month ago or so, and you could literally slap them across the helmet.
Yeah.
And you'd have this wedge of photographers, elbow to elbow, shooting this shot with a wide-angle lens, and literally, they would touch the guardrail with the car coming through the corner and everyone would jump back. And it was just, I think they should have had video footage of that, because it was really, it was amazing to see those cars with 1,000 horsepower on a street circuit.
You won't do that anymore. They won't, number one, allow you in Formula One.
Right.
Unless you're in their clique of people to do it. And it's so restricted. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And now when you see pictures, I know I posted the picture of Niki Lauda sitting on the rear tire of Alan Prost's car. Now you're lucky if you see the drivers, you know, anywhere picture of them.
That's why I like IndyCar. You see these guys. You don't in Formula One. IndyCar, you can see them. You can photograph them. You can talk to them.
Exactly.
The one podcast that we endorse on this show is Dinner with Racers, and the one with Derek Bell is fascinating because he did a lot of the film work on Le Mans, the movie Le Mans with Steve McQueen, and they run Le Mans, the 24 Hours of Le Mans in June, and then he did the principal shooting, I think it was, from August or just after the race until I think September or something. And so there was, you know, they would do a lot of running and whatnot. And one day, Derek Bell is running on the course, and he goes over the crown, and he looks, and there's a guy laying in the road.
Ooh.
And he boom, goes past him. He goes into the pits. He goes, there's a guy laying in the road. Oh, yeah, that's our cameraman. You know who it was? Steve McQueen.
Oh, man.
He goes, you could have told me. I didn't know he was there. I could not, you know. And he's thinking, like, I'm sure the executive producers and all the powers to be would have gone nuts if they knew the star of the show is laying in a race on a racetrack with cars zipping past him at 180 miles an hour.
Well, that inches my favorite from movie Grand Prix. You look at some of the footage of that and the cars, how they're going and flying. It's
John Frankenheimer
a little while ago, and
he's
talking about safety in those days. And
John Frankenheimer, and so the cinematography he used. It's funny. My dad was a movie photographer at the Milwaukee Mile for many years, and he told me that a lot of the shots from that point. It's funny when you look at his footage, the low angled shots, he goes, oh, I got that from the movie Grand Prix.
Right.
You know, they were pushing the cars onto the track. He'd get the cars, you know, getting pushed by, and he goes, oh, yeah, that was because of the movie Grand Prix.
It's probably why I kneel in pit lane and lay down half the time for a shot.
I mean, it's the low angle. It's fantastic.
Well,
it's
a view you now don't see. With the movies, like the Ford versus Ferrari movie that's going to be coming out with Matt Damon and Christian Bale, they filmed some of that. They made an old Le Mans track at Road Atlanta, and that's where they filmed a lot of that segment there.
Yeah, hopefully it's as good as our previous two movies we're talking about, Grand Prix and
Le Mans.
I mean, let's hope it rejuvenates the vintage and racing world.
So they've tried a lot of good racing movies since then, and not done so well.
No, we won't talk about that one.
No. Which one are you talking about?
The one
Sylvester
that they call,
Stallone,
the one
Driven?
They call Drivel. Yeah, they call it Drivel.
Drivel. Yes.
Hey, I was watching him make that movie. I was at the Champ Car race.
So we are you're listening to the Final Inspection Show as we're broadcasting from Road America. As the Red Group Grand Prix of Road America, of course, the tribute to first responders. So make sure you get out to Road America. Still time left today, Saturday, but make sure you get out to the race tomorrow. Sunday should be a fantastic race as the NTT IndyCar Series Rev Group Grand Prix. It's an early start. You get here early in the morning. Should be, but they have like five series out here, so full day of racing, and should be a lot of fun. And just like we were talking with Dave Coleman and that previously about just so many things to do up here. Don't think of, you're not going to go here and just go to one place. You're going to just take it all in. Just think of yourself as a big, what is it, like a prime rib sandwich with the au jus. You just want to soak it all up because there's so many things to do out here. You got the paddock area. And what's cool, there's a public victory lane here, too, that they opened up a couple of years ago. That's a really cool thing where the cars come in. You can watch if your favorite driver is going to win, get down to victory lane. You can see them the victory lane celebration and that where,
you can,
of course,
take his picture.
Rich,
anyway.
Yeah, anybody. Not only can Rich Zimmerman take his photo, but anybody can. So.
Anybody with an iPhone.
Yes. Yeah. So
stunning people with iPhones.
Well, I certainly appreciate you guys coming on the show, Eddie Lapine. Make sure to check out RacingNation.com. And Rich Zimmerman, how does one check out his your footage?
RichZimmerman.com, two M's, two N's.
And I should probably gave you a little bit of a background. How long have you been shooting?
Let's see. First racing photo was off the TV in 1971, and I forced my dad to take me in 71 then to the Milwaukee Mile, which he hated. And
so you
probably shooting since then.
You should have asked John Drilling to take
you. Yeah, right. Or Earl Gillespie.
Yes.
And rock and roll about the same time, 71, and just
and that's that's the really cool stuff. Rich has an archive of musical photography that is fantastic, and one of these days you're gonna have to do that book. We've been kicking around maybe doing a podcast about music and that. So
who knows?
But there's a
retirement's coming soon.
As a lover of music too, I mean, there's just so much there, Rich. Yeah. So and you know, like I said, anybody can shoot photos, but Rich is a photographer. He's very talented. And
Thank you, sir.
I really appreciate it. You coming on the show and.
Thanks.
Looking forward to the Rev Group Grand Prix at Road America. Make sure you come out and support this fantastic event. Just one of the many events happening at Road America this year. Don't forget, we got in a couple weeks, we're at the Vintage Weekend, and then also IMSA Weekend. We'll be back broadcasting live out here in August. So check out roadamerica.com for details, and we'll see you at the races. You've been listening to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Make sure you check out the Final Inspection July 6th, live from Great Lakes Dragway. Myself and the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, will be broadcasting live July 6th at Great Lakes Dragway. And David Hobbs Honda, make sure you check out davidhobbs.com for all the latest and greatest deals in new and used vehicles at davidhobbs.com. Thank you for listening to the Final Inspection Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.